Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, November 10th, about 9:30 in the morning. This is the meeting of the Public Utilities Commission. We're in the state capitol. This is the time and place that was noticed for this meeting. I am Dusty Johnson, and joining and participating in this meeting as well are Commissioners Steve Kolbeck and Gary Hansen. We'll go ahead and get started. Our first item is a consumer update by Division Director Ms. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Johnson. The Commission has received a total of 161 contacts since the last report was prepared for the October 20th, 2009 Commission meeting. 31 of the contacts involved telecommunication service, 59 of the contacts involved electric service, 21 contacts involved natural gas service, 2 contacts involved gas and electric service, 13 contacts involved cell phone service, 17 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact involved the Keystone XL pipeline, and 17 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 2,146 of the 2,212 complaints received in 2009 have been resolved.
Any questions? Hearing none, thank you, Ms. Gregg. With that, we'll proceed to the electric portion of the docket. Item number one does deal with electric service rates exception between Central Electric and Southeastern Electric. And the question for the commission today is simply, shall it approve the joint request? Do either of the parties have any comments? Hearing none, staff, Mr. Jacobson, Ms. Semler.
Thank you, Chairman. As depicted in the filing, this is a service rates exception. We've gone through it, appropriate descriptions of the area accepted have been provided, and parties are all in agreement, and we'd recommend approval.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, any comments or action?
I'll move an EL09019 that the Commission approve the joint request for electric service rights exemption.
The motion has been made. It requires no second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. The motion carries 3-0. With that, we'll proceed to natural gas item number one. This is dealing with the consideration of the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. We have had at least 3 parties file for intervention, Northwestern, Mid-American, and MDU. Have we had anybody come in the last day or two? Doesn't look like it. With that, do any of the parties wish to augment their filings? Hearing none, any comments from staff?
This is Kara Semler for staff. Staff recommends approval of all petitions to intervene.
Thank you. Any questions for parties? Hearing none, any comments or action? I will move that the commission grant intervention to those 3 parties. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye, and the motions carry 3-0. Pipeline safety item number one is PS09-005. The question for the commission today is, shall it grant intervention to parties that have filed? We'll take that question first. The city of Gerritsen, I know, has filed. Have there been any others?
The city of Crooks has also
filed. Oh, that's right. That's right. City of Crooks filed on Friday or something. Okay. Good. Do either of those parties wish to add to their filings? Hearing none, any comments from staff?
Kara Semler for staff. Staff recommends approval of petitions to intervene.
Thank you. Any questions for parties? Hearing none, any comments or action?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that in PS09-005 that the commission grant intervention to part.
Motion has been made. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motions carry 3-0. The next question is, shall the commission grant any motions that have filed? There was a motion for a timeline extension filed by staff. Ms. Semler?
Thank you. Staff is in the process of scheduling a hearing on this matter, and we hope to have that scheduled for shortly after the new year. We do, however, need some additional time to make to hold the hearing and then for you all to make the decision.
Is memory serving that it was a 90-day extension?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks. Any other questions? Hearing none, any comments or action? I will move that the commission grant the extension. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hansen?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. Telecommunications item number one is the matter of the application of Greenfly Networks for a COA for inter-exchange services and local exchange services, and that's what's on the that's the question today as well. Any comments from Greenfly Networks? Andrew Isar? Oh, no, that's 360. My apologies, Mr. Isar. Any comments from anyone from Greenfly? Hearing none, any comments from staff?
Thank you, Chairman Johnson. This is Terry Labrie-Baker with staff. Clearfly applied for a local and long-distance service in Quest Exchanges of South Dakota. They have agreed to not offer any prepaid services, including prepaid calling cards, and not accept or require any advance payments or deposits without prior approval of the commission. Staff did have conversations with the company regarding switched access services, and if they should offer those services in the future, staff advised them of their rules and filing requirements and relevant statutes. Staff would recommend granting the certificate of authority with the restrictions and subject to rural safeguards.
Thank you, Ms. LaBrie-Baker. Any questions? Any comments or action?
I'm moving telecommunications TC09-088. That the commission grant the certificate of authority to Greenfly Networks doing business as Clearfly Communications with the following recommendations from staff.
Okay, motion has been made. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. Telecom item number two is TC09-090, interconnection agreement between Quest and Northern Valley. Shall the commission approve the agreement today? Any comments from Quest or Northern Valley?
This is Darla Pistolica from Vantage Point Solutions representing Northern Valley Communications. This is a negotiated interconnection agreement and both parties agree.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Pistolica. Appreciate it. Any comments from Quest? Hearing none, any comments from staff?
This is Kara Semler for staff. The agreement was properly filed and executed. It does not appear to contain discriminatory language. No comments were filed. Staff recommends approval.
Any questions? Comments or action?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that in TC09-090 that the commission approve the connection agreement.
Motion has been made. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye, and the motion carries 3-0. Telecommunications item number three deals with an application of McCook Cooperative Telephone Company for an amended COA. Any comments from McCook? Comments from staff?
This is Karen Kramer from staff, and they have requested that this matter be deferred until November 24th.
I suspected as much given the fact that McCook wasn't on the line. And this is kind of a substantive deal. So, great. Thanks very much, Ms. Kramer. Any discussion or any questions of Ms. Kramer? Comments or action? I would move that the commission defer action until November 24th. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye, and the motion carries 3-0. Telecommunications item number four is the filing by 360 Networks for approval of revisions to its intrastate switched exchanged access tariff and a request for the waiver. Any comments from 360 Networks? Mr. Isar?
Good morning, Commissioners. Simply want to thank you for the opportunity to have telephonic access to the hearing. We're here in the capacity of non-legal representation as telecommunications regulatory consultants. The company has filed support of its request for amendment of its access rate. Available for any other questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Isar. Comments from staff?
Thank you. This is Terry LaBrie-Baker again with staff. And staff would just recommend approving the revised tariff sheets with the effective date as requested by the company of today.
Thank you. Any questions from commissioners or advisors? Hearing none, comments or action?
I'll motion in TC09-092 that the commission approve the revisions to the interstate switched access tariff number one and grant the waiver as with staff's recommendation.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye, and the motion carries 3-0. Thank you, Mr. Isar. Motion carries. Telecommunications item number 5 is TC09-093. It deals with Comcast and their request for a COA, an inter-exchange services COA. Any comments from Comcast? Any comments from staff?
Yes, this is Dave Jacobson from Commission staff. We would recommend approval with waiver of 2010-24-029 of the financial statements and approval with restrictions that the applicant not offer prepaid services or collect deposits or advance payments, and with the condition that Comcast receive its South Dakota sales tax license, which it has applied for, and submit the number to the commission.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Jacobson. Questions? I think I understand why we treat this a little differently. I know in the past staff has said, you know, when somebody's requested a COA but isn't, you know, licensed to do business in South Dakota, we said, well, we don't really want to make it contingent upon them getting approval because we just don't want to track whether or not they followed up and gotten their necessary paperwork taken care of. Are you comfortable, Mr. Jacobson, with the sales tax license that they're going to get it and it's not going to create a burden for you to follow up with them to ensure they've done so?
Yes, I think so. This is a subsidiary of Comcast, you know, the largest cable provider in the United States, so I would think they probably get it.
Yeah, they probably know their way around the regulatory morass.
I don't have any reason to believe they wouldn't get it.
Okay. Other questions? Any discussion or action?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that in TC09-093 that the commission granted certificate of authority to Comcast Phone of South Dakota, LLC, doing business as Comcast Digital Phone, and include the restrictions and conditions and waivers as set forth by staff.
Motion has been made. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. The motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much. We would call your attention to the announcements listed on page 4 and page 5 of the commission agenda. And unless there's any other business to come before the commission, the chair would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion has been made. We will proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Johnson votes aye. The motion carries 3-0. Thank you and have a great day.